Hi, it's Jeff Farley at the Otis Philmont Hope Presbyterian Church on our weekly podcast, Today's Word, from this week's sermon. So we're looking at Go, See, Tell from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 20. That night in the fields near Bethlehem, some shepherds were guarding their sheep. All at once, an angel came down to them from the Lord, and the brightness of the Lord's glory flashed around them. The shepherds were frightened. But the angel said, "Don't be afraid. I have good news for you, which will make everyone happy. This very day in King David's hometown, a Savior was born for you. He is Christ the Lord. You will know who he is because you will find him dressed in baby clothes and lying on a bed of hay." Suddenly, many other angels came down from heaven and joined in praising God. They said, "Praise God in heaven, peace on earth to everyone who pleases God." After the angels had left and gone back to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see what the Lord has told us about." They hurried off and found Mary and Joseph, and they saw the baby lying on the bed of hay. When the shepherds saw Jesus, they told his parents what the angels had said about him. Everyone listened and was surprised, but Mary kept thinking about all this and wondering what it meant. As the shepherds returned to their sheep, they were praising God and saying wonderful things about him. Everything they had seen and heard was just as the angel had said. So, can you remember the last time you told somebody about something you discovered that was amazing? Like a restaurant that made food that was just so good, or a car buying experience that seemed almost painless, or a math tutor or a driving instructor for your teenager that made the process smooth, in fact, so smooth that your teenager for a moment didn't resent you for being a parent. Discovery of amazing things and fantastic news is compelling. Not only do we enjoy it, take it in, celebrate it personally, but we often then go and tell others all about what we've experienced. And it's easy. No one has to tell us, "You know, you had such a good experience, you should really tell your friends and family about it." No, we just do. In fact, sometimes we're so effusive that others start to tell us that we need to pipe down, put a cork in it, stop telling the story. We could, but we don't want to, because what we have experienced is such good news. And that's the cool thing about the Christmas story as it's told in Luke's gospel. The shepherds had heard such good news that they couldn't help but go and tell. After encountering the heavenly hosts, the angels, God's glory, they hustled off to Bethlehem to see if this incredible story they had heard was true. And then they went and told it to everyone who would listen. And we're invited to do the same, to come both to the manger and see the innocent way God begins the story of our salvation, but also to come to the cross and see what God was willing to give up in order to reestablish a relationship with us. And then we're invited to go and tell, just like that invitation to come to the table of our Lord and see and taste God's love, and then go from that table to share God's love, not only in words, though certainly those, but in deeds, just as God has done for us, to make God's love real, to have some skin in the game, as they say, to enflesh God's love the same way Jesus was enfleshed as God's love for us, doing what God does in the ways we live and give. The child of Bethlehem to whom the shepherds were summoned continues to call us to go and tell. So, go and do likewise. Amen.